Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin just launched its fourth successful space tourism mission, taking six passengers that included a Blue Origin engineer and five paying customers aboard their New Shepard capsule at the company's West Texas facilities. The launch vehicle and crew all return safely. As Russia continues to hurl bombs into Ukraine, President Zelensky addressed Australia's parliament this morning.
We can say that Russia destroyed our dream. No, they just burned down a plane, hardware, a shell, but not the essence, not the freedom, not the dignity, nor our independence.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The CDC's Title 42 order was first issued by President Trump in March of 2020. Using the pandemic as a reason for turning back migrants that may bring the disease into the country, hindering our efforts to eradicate the disease that originated in China. The end of Title 42 will take place in late May when the Biden administration has announced it will allow it to expire. President Biden wants more money for COVID preparedness.
President Biden says COVID is not over, but it no longer controls our lives. Speaking from the White House, Biden unveiled the new government website, COVID.gov, which will allow everybody to get any information they seek about the ongoing pandemic. Biden also calling on Congress to authorize billions of dollars in additional funding for COVID services and treatments.
We need to secure additional supply now. We can't wait as we find ourselves in the midst of another surge to act. It'll be too late.
The president also receiving his second booster. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
President Biden's proposed $5.8 trillion budget focuses far too much on climate change than other priorities, such as Ukraine or the border security. Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax, makes the claim.
Budgets are about priorities, and when you're spending $5.8 trillion and your focus is climate change, now think about this in regard to where we are right now with Russia and Ukraine. With China and the threat that we have from the Chinese Communist Party and the other two members of the ACWR with Russia and China, which is Iran and North Korea. And then you have people from 160 countries that came across this border last year, a million people that have already come across this border this year, this fiscal year, and you're saying, oh, well, we're not going to put money into securing the border. We're not going to put money into stopping people that we do not know who they are or where they're from coming into this country.
Action movie icon Bruce Willis was having cognitive issues on the set of his recent films and was unable to remember his lines before his family stepped in to take care of him. On Wednesday, Willis' family announced the star has been diagnosed with aphasia and will step away from his decades-long career. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, it might help to remember, you know, when we were on track. You know, like any effective CEO or a leader of an organization, when you find yourself off track, you will hit the pause button and analyze, okay, where did we make the wrong turn? What happened here? And, you know, and that is absolutely critical. And this is something that I see missing in so many companies, even our country right now, is that there's hesitancy that's very costly. And there's a lack of wisdom to not exercise some pragmatic principles, such as what I've just said. Is that when you're on the wrong track, you go back and say, when were we on the right track? What did we change? What happened that caused us to produce the kind of outcome that we all agree is unsatisfactory? But nobody's asking that question. We don't want to, we just keep on going forward, and somehow we're gonna think we're gonna work ourselves out of this. But meanwhile, you know, we could be very well heading into deeper waters, not heading to the top to where we can get our head above water and be able to see some sunlight, if you know what I'm talking about. Right now, just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour, and David Herron is with us. His new book, What the Bible Has to Say About the USA, The Old Testament Speaks to Americans Today. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, I'm glad to be with you. That, what you just said was very wise. You got to find out what the problem was before you correct it.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, this is why God hates arrogance, David, because it doesn't work, you know, and we get so ideologically fixed. You know, Jordan Peterson said it in his book, said that, you know, you can become so ideologically fixed, you render yourself stupid. Yeah. And here's where we are. I mean, and God told us along the way, in so many words, the very same thing. You know, if we do right, it'll go well for us. And so the opposite is true, is if we don't do right, it won't go so well. So right now, I think most Americans, particularly if not the world, would agree it's not going so well for us, right?
I certainly would agree with that. In fact, the Lord has led me in the last 15 years to go in the direction of I used to be a sports writer. Now I'm a Christian writer, and I emphasize the end time. And we're definitely head over heels in that direction. I would say we are in the end time. We haven't hit the tribulation yet, but a lot of the world has. Certainly.
Exactly.
Ukraine has, and they're not the only ones.
Right.
That's where the Lord has put me.
And it's amazing that it's converging at a time when not only you, but there's various voices that are all filling different aspects of the elephant, and it's taking a form of an elephant. And as you put all and connect all the dots together. And I find it quite interesting, as I said, that there's such a confluence and such a number of people who, some who have been long-term prophetic experts, some that have entered recently. I know for myself, I've been on this journey probably about the same amount of time as you have been, you know, somewhere about, 14, 15 years in search of the prophetic. And in understanding the book of Revelations, and God has taken me through this experience, kind of an onion skin experience. It's like, you know, you've read the book of Revelations so many times, and all of a sudden he says, okay, time for you to understand something else. So he pulls back the next layer of onion skin. You go, yeah. Wait a minute, come on, God, I've read this 100 times. Why am I seeing it different than I did, all these years ago? Because now is a different time, and as you said, as we approximate the last of the last days, which I agree with you, my spirit would agree with you and say the same thing. And I have always maintained that as soon as Israel became a nation again in 1948, it's as if the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set. And what now is passing are minutes and seconds to that final chapter of Revelations.
Yeah, I think so. And I'll just briefly tell you how I really got into it. I'm getting ready to retire from my full-time job. It was actually in 2000, and I guess it was about 2003 or 2004. I was closer to 20 years. And I'm reading the book of Isaiah. I come to 6:8. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I've read this a lot of times before, and many of the end-time prophecies are in Isaiah, not just in Revelation. They're in Peter. They're in Isaiah. They're in Jeremiah. They're in the
Daniel.
Minor prophets. To
right.
Daniel, the very best chapter. But I get to this place where the prophet Isaiah is overhearing God talking to himself, the Trinity, and they're discussing it. And I'm sure that they know he's listening in, and they're doing this for his sake. And somebody says, who can we send? Who will go for us?
Yeah.
And Isaiah pipes up, and I'm sure it was in a very timid voice, well, here am I, send me.
Yeah.
And I get to it, and for the first time in my life, I'm thinking, all of a sudden, I've got to pray this prayer.
Yeah.
So I say timidly, here am I, send me. And I did not become a prophet, but I do certainly believe that God has given me discernment and understanding of the prophecies as never before. Mm-hmm. And it happened the very next day. I'm reading through Isaiah, and I start understanding it. I'm like, whoa. The Lord, he is sovereign, and he can do what he wants to do, and he is what we would call a miracle worker, but of course for him it's just, just to put the finger and that's it.
Well, what he did in his name, Jehovah Makedesh, he sanctified you. Whether you understand that or not, but he sanctified you. He answered your prayer, as meek as it was, said, here I am, send me, and he sanctified you. He set you aside
right.
for this time and this purpose.
And that's what that word means, and that's,
right.
that is what he did. Mm-hmm. And when he does that, you take no credit whatsoever.
Exactly.
What happens thereafter. Mm-hmm. And that's very important, because we have that ego. But where we are now,
and God forbid you be like Jeremiah, you accept the job and you go, hey, wait, this is not what I thought it was going to be, right?
Yeah, but Jeremiah proved very, very faithful in the end.
Oh yeah,
and he had some wonderful end time prophecies as well. He said some wonderful things about the end time, the justice that will prevail. We see injustice everywhere. People just these tyrants everywhere. But the prophecies of Jeremiah, he says the devourers will be devoured, the enemies will be exiled, the plunderers will be plundered, the spoilers will be despoiled, the persecutors will be shamed, the terrorists will be terrified. This is all in Jeremiah, and it's all having to do with end-time context. So even though it looks bad, and bad things are happening and will happen, in the end, God's perfect justice will prevail, and we need not doubt that whatsoever, and we don't have to try to be the ones that acquire that justice. He will do that.
Exactly.
We just have to be faithful to do and say what he wants us to do and say and pray.
Yeah, I was going to say, it all comes down to our faithfulness. That's all he requires of us. And that we would not faint in those days when our faithfulness would come into question. And the only way we can overcome that or be ready for that position is by consuming the Word of God constantly. We've got more from David Herron after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
We're talking with David Herron, his new book, What the Bible Has to Say About the USA, The Old Testament Speaks to Americans Today. David, I find it quite interesting. Probably at least a dozen prophecy experts are really upping their game because I believe what God is revealing to them and yourself is that we are, as Billy Graham said before his passing, which I thought was quite interesting, because Dr. Graham, throughout his ministry, very rarely did he ever make any reference to the last days or anything that was prophetic. It was always about evangelism. But before he passed, he was asked by a reporter, you know, Dr. Graham, you know, are these the last days? You know, what are you sensing? And he looked up and he answered very quickly without hesitation, just said, these are the last of the last days. Right?
Yeah, he did say some other things other than evangelism. I was surprised when I read some of the things that he wrote. I said, oh, this is not just evangelism. He wrote a lot of great things. He was a very wise man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But right now, we find this conversion of, you know, all these prophetic experts and even others who have responded to Isaiah's prayer, you know, God send me. I mean, the common man who has made that prayer to say, God send me, and God is revealing to all of us, you know, information that's relevant to the end times, and it seems like there's a convergence of this coming together, including yourself. You know, like you said, look, I'm a sports writer. What am I doing? You know, I'm like, here I am. I'm talking about the Bible and the prophetic. I mean, you know, what happened? Am I in my right lane or out of my right mind or something?
Well, this actually has turned out to be the thing for me. I just got a big surprise, and I'm trying to remember the name of it now, but it was one of those things that they take people that they think are doing pretty well, and they have said, whoa, me, you know? Well, that never happened to me while I was a sports writer, but somebody must have nominated me, and you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's not me at all. It's what the Lord has shown me, and you know, the prophecy thing, it is a little bit difficult because one of the things Jesus said in his sermon about the end time was that there would be a lot of false prophets out there too.
Exactly.
So the way I ascertain a false prophet, he's wrong once, he's a false prophet, because
exactly.
The Holy Spirit was wrong zero times.
Mm-hmm.
So just ignore anyone who is wrong once.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of Christians just pursue after guys who've been wrong once, twice. One guy I'm thinking of was like 30 times, and
Wow.
on TV.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, this guy was way past the qualifications for false prophets. Why do people want him?
And back in the old days, in the Old Testament days, he'd have been stoned after the first one, and so he wouldn't have to worry about it, because he'd be gone. See, but today, you know, we slap people, but we don't stone them. So.
Yeah, today we put them on TV.
Exactly.
We reward them for their... that is one of America's problems. We're rewarding the wrong things and we're punishing the wrong things. Right now, Christians are being persecuted in subtle ways, and it's getting worse and worse. And of course, Jesus said it would happen in all nations, so we should not be surprised. It's always happened to Christians.
Right.
But Jesus had the solution for that. He said to stand firm, to trust me, to don't worry about it, and I will show you what to say. I mean, that's a simple, it's not really simple, because it gets very scary. And Peter ran and he fled the first time. And then after that, he preached so powerfully that the whole city heard him, and he didn't have any microphone.
Yeah.
Well,
Peter had to sacrifice his own arrogance.
Exactly right.
And he did, and now God could use him.
Exactly.
And that's what happened. And that's what happens to all of us, because, you know, just like you said, you know, when God gives you this mantle, it's like, whoa, you know, this is the weight of responsibility of that mantle is awesome, and you do not want to misrepresent God. It's like, you know, here recently I've been sharing with our guest that, speaking of Peter, as Peter had that moment, right, when Jesus said, look, I'm going to the cross, I'm going to die, I'm going to raise up 3 days. And Peter said, no, you don't have to do that. And Jesus said, you know, and here's Peter. I mean, he's Jesus' right-hand man. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. And so here we are, like right now, we're on the brink of World War III.
Yeah, I thought, too, excuse me for interjecting, but I thought, too, one of the one of the stories that's most important about Peter was he takes the sword and he's going to defend Jesus.
Right.
And then when he finds out Jesus is going to be killed, he takes off and runs. You know, he was out of the Lord's will, mm-hmm. Which is to stand firm all the way through it and just utter what the Holy Spirit says. He was going to be, like you said, he was going to be projecting himself by defending the Lord, and then all of a sudden he finds himself running away, and it's like, whoa. That's when reality hit him, and I'm sure the next 30 or 40 days before Pentecost were just, they must have been tough on Peter, but I think he's prayed, and we heard what happened on Pentecost.
Yeah. Exactly, but like you said, those days leading up to it, he's trying to figure out, okay, do I go back to my old ways? Let's just go back to my nets and start fishing. And until he has the encounter with Jesus, and Jesus says, "Look, I want you to know, and this is God's love, and this is what He says to us. He knows we're going to mess up, and God's grace and mercy is there for Peter to tell him, say, hey, look, you're still my guy, you're still my man, and the deal is still on between me and you." And that had to crush Peter's heart in such a way, because here he was at the lowest of any kind of self-esteem. Here is one who was so arrogant, who thought that he could save Jesus, he could do all this stuff, and that he had a better plan than God did, and realized that, through this grief and through this transformation period, like you said, leading up to this time and that encounter with Christ, is that he realized it's not about him.
Can I read a paragraph from Hosea 11? Because I think that this is what you're talking about, God's love. The rest of the book is 10 different topics that were how the Israelites were defying the Lord and how we in the United States are doing exactly the same thing. I don't think I need to read those. But the crux of the book is God's love. And this is not long. Hosea 11, starting with verse 7. My people are determined to turn from me. Even if they call to the Most High, He will by no means exalt them. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboiim? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I turn and devastate Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One among you. I will not come in wrath. Boy, that one got me.
Yes. Well, this is the Holy God we serve, who amazingly sent His Son to bring us back home, David. And He knew that that's what we needed. The Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice once and for all, to where He could declare that it is finished. And this is what we celebrate in a couple of weeks, the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Holy Easter. And what a day of celebration, a day for us to realize that all has been forgiven, all things are new in Jesus Christ. And this is the gift that awaits us for those who have not apprehended. Our prayer is that you would apprehend, you would believe and trust God, and it will require a letting go of your own arrogance and your own perception, won't it?
Yeah, and we, like Him, will raise up. And He was seen by a whole lot of people rising up into heaven. Yeah. And we, like Him, will be raised up and go to heaven. And it's because of Him that we can go. In Him, we will do that. He will raise us up. We just trust in Him, and he does. He does the rest.
What a great day to look forward to, right, David?
Oh yeah.
I'll tell you, we got to have you back because there's so much more that I wanted to talk to you about, because that's the question people often ask at prophecy conferences and otherwise. You say, "Where's America?" I don't find America in the last of the last days, but you will find it in David's book, What the Bible Has to Say About the USA. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, David. God bless.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business. Right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin just launched its fourth successful space tourism mission, taking six passengers that included a Blue Origin engineer and five paying customers aboard their new Shepard capsule at the company's West Texas facilities. The launch vehicle and crew all return safely. As Russia continues to hurl bombs into Ukraine, President Zelensky addressed Australia's parliament this morning.
We can say that Russia destroyed our dream. No, they just burned down a plane, hardware, a shell, but not the essence, not the freedom, not the dignity, nor our independence.
USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Robert Morgan joins us now, writer and speaker who serves as the teaching pastor at the Donaldson Fellowship in Nashville, author of The Red Sea Rules, The Strength You Need, Reclaiming the Lost Art of Biblical Meditation, Then Sings My Soul. Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Always so good to hear your voice.
Well, good to have you back on with us. I want to talk about your book, The 50 Final Events in World History, The Bible's Last Words on Earth's Final Days. The timing of your book is such is that it really is consistent with questions that people are asking. I find it quite curious, Robert, is that I notice that people, with all the things that are going on around the world, COVID, China, Ukraine, Russia, Iran, I see them looking up, and I say, wow. And even people who profess to be atheists, they're looking up as if they're looking for an answer. What do you think?
Yes, these are very perilous times. And I'll tell you who's talking about the end of the world. It used to be the preachers preaching about the end of the world, but now it's the scholars and the academics. And I just read today that there's one scholar who says that a geomagnetic storm, in other words, solar flares, such as we have already seen in the last century, if it were to happen now, it could knock out the entire world's internet and electronic grids. Mm-hmm. There are so many dangers right now, Bill, that we're facing. But the interesting thing is that all of these events seem to be merging together with biblical prophecy and with the book of Revelation. And this is why, as a believer, as someone who has a Bible in my hand, I can hold the newspaper, look at it, and like you say, I can look up.
Exactly. Well, and And in this sense, you have a compass heading and looking up. Some people look up because it's instinctive. I think it's in our DNA. It's part of our God nature, made in His image, that we know the answer is above, it's not below. And right now, for example, I have to be honest with you, and I shared this with some other pastors, is that in my devotion time in praying for Ukraine and what's happening between Ukraine and Russia right now, I have to really measure my prayer in such a way that it is consistent with God's will and His kingdom purposes. Otherwise, I could find myself like Peter telling Jesus, hey, you don't need to go to the cross. You know, you shouldn't be talking like that. And then Jesus' response was, get behind me, Satan. But it's like, okay, God, I know that you're in charge. You're on the move here. What's happening in Ukraine and Russia is not a surprise. But my question is it leading us? I mean, all things are leading to the end of the last days and taking us down that road. But is this one of those definitive roads, or is it a road to repentance and revival?
Well, hopefully it's a road to repentance and revival. The church in Ukraine is very strong. It's the largest mission-sending church in Eastern Europe. They send out more missionaries than any other country in Eastern Europe. But if you look at a map, Ukraine is directly above Israel. You go from Israel right up through Turkey and the Black Sea, and there you have Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And it says in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that when the armies of the Antichrist come down to destroy Israel, they will come down from the north.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
We look at all of this and we say, Lord, are these pieces lining up?
Exactly.
But I'll say on the other hand, Bill, I think the prayers of Christians around the world have made a difference in this conflict. The chariot wheels of Pharaoh's soldiers were jammed up by the Lord and
right.
slowed down by the Lord. And I'm praying, God, jam up the wheels, yeah. the chariot wheels of
exactly.
Vladimir Putin.
Well, and that's been my prayer as well. And look what we're finding out is that here it is, an energy-rich country comes to a war with not a full tank of gas.
Yeah.
So this has delayed their movements. The other thing that's happening is that, and this is something I sense from day one, is you've got these young Russian soldiers that are coming into a country that they have relatives in. And then we find out that Putin tells them, hey, you're going to come they're going to be glad to see you. They're going to have a parade for you. They're going to welcome you as liberators. And when they get there, you know, they're greeted with Molotov cocktails and ammunition and their tanks are being blown up. And so, wait a minute, what's going on with the lie? And then we see here recently where some tank commanders, they get out of the tanks and say, we're not doing this. We're quitting. I mean, and for them to do that, Robert, that's absolute treason. I mean, you've got protesters in the streets of Russia right now that are facing 20 years of incarceration because they have spoken out against the government. That's a done deal. I mean, there's no argument. There's no negotiation. There's no court. It's just that's the way it is. You got 20 years. So for them to demonstrate like that, for tank commanders to abandon their tanks, and I would dare say that we'll probably find out afterwards, along to your point about jamming the wheels, is there's probably been some misaiming, I might say, for some of these Russian soldiers that have said, you know, I know that it should be a couple clicks up, but I'm going to do a couple clicks down, and I'm not going to hit that building or that intended target. We may not know that right now, but down the road, I believe we're going to hear stories like that.
Nothing has gripped the awareness or the heart of the world since 9/11,
yes.
since this event, Bill. But I'll tell you something. And, you know, my book, The 50 Final Events in World History, is a simple study of the book of Revelation. But I believe with all of my heart that Vladimir Putin is a preview of the mm-hmm. coming Antichrist.
Right.
He is a man of lawlessness. He is a man bent on worldwide domination. He hates believers. He hates the Jewish people. And he is bent on conquest to the point of insanity. And I'm not saying he is the Antichrist, but I think that if you want to know something about what the Antichrist will be like, just look at Vladimir Putin and then amplify him with demonic power by three or four times.
Exactly.
These are very instructive times for us.
Yeah, because we know that the Antichrist will use propaganda. They will take control of the media outlets and present a story. And this is what's happened, is Putin has been controlling to a degree, and he's been frustrated. And I think this is part of the thing that tells us, not now, but this is a learning, you know, a learning opportunity for us to see how the mechanism will work. And why, especially people of faith, lest even the people of faith be deceived, that they need to be mindful and discerning of the information, the communication that's out there, right?
Yes, Bill, we have got to understand as believers now, it's time for us to understand the book of Revelation. All of this is leading up towards the events that are described in detail and linear fashion in the book of Revelation. And Revelation is not called the book of obscurity or the book of confusion. This is the book where God reveals to his servants what is going to take place. And I'm just seized with the desire that people get their hands around the wonder of what God has told us is coming. It's apocalyptic, but it's For the child of God, it is hopeful. It is exciting. We are on the precipice of history. We are on the crest of prophecy. We are living in prophetic times. And I look at all of this with a sense of horror, but also with a sense of hope.
Yes, without a doubt. Because what happens with persecution and with what's going on is it will draw people to the church. And this is where the church needs to get ready. Really be ready, because we are God's answer. We're God's hospitals for those people that are coming for the truth. And there will be a revival in the midst, because the Bible speaks of a revival that will take place in the last of the last days. It's as if God's saying, okay, look at the gate's getting ready to close. We're going to shut it down. So now everybody's got to run, you know, to the right exit that will bring them into eternal life. And it is going to be incumbent upon Jesus' church to lead the way, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll tell you what. Forgive me, Robert. We got to go to quick break. Let's go to quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Robert Morgan and the 50 final events in world history after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Great to have you with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, our conversation with Robert Morgan continues. The 50 final events in world history, the Bible's last words on Earth's final days. Robert, as we were saying before break, this is really exciting times, and God gives us this revelation so that we wouldn't worry, right?
Yes, the book of Revelation is the most comforting book in some ways in the Bible, especially for facing these times. The action shifts from heaven to earth and back to heaven and back to earth. And while things are unfolding on earth, heaven is rejoicing because evil is being judged and the times are being prepared for Jesus to come again. And so we have these wonderful hymns in the book of Revelation. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And hallelujah, the lion and the lamb is coming to reign. So if we can understand the unfolding events of Revelation, then that will give us some perspective, Bill, for understanding all that's happening in our times with China, with Russia, with the dangers of cryptocurrency, with what's happening in the dark, dark web, with all of these sinister forces that are taking place. These are spiritual battles that are being waged right now.
Exactly.
And the chessboard is being set up for the return of Jesus Christ.
Robert, don't you sometimes want, at least I do, and I don't mean in a mean sort of way, but I want to, you know, get people in the church and just look them straight in the eye. You know, the people especially say, well, the book of Revelations is confusing. It's just so hard to understand. This is God's gift to you. He's saying, here's, I mean, right now, you're the very same person that says, I don't understand the chaos. Well, hello, Bible, right here. Book of Revelations, you know, and for you to cop out and say, oh, it's too confusing. No, come on. That's a cop out. And there's a responsibility that you have not only to yourself, but your family, your community, your church that needs you to be discerning and understanding, because as iron sharpens iron, we need to come alongside one another to get through these times of travail.
You are absolutely right. And I wrote the 50 final events in world history because I truly believe that I can explain the book of Revelation to a middle schooler in a way that he or she will understand it. there are some images there and some apocalyptic pictures that intimidate people. But really, as you know, Bill, the flow of events, the sequence of events leading up to the return of Christ, it's laid out like a roadmap in Revelation. Mm-hmm. And once people see these 50 events, then all of a sudden this book, it comes into focus, and you can say, God has chosen to end his Bible with a roadmap for the future, and he gives a blessing to me if I'll study it. One of the verses in the first part of Revelation says, blessed is the person who reads this book and who hears it.
Yes.
And so there is a tremendous blessing the church in America is missing right now because they are afraid of the book of Revelation. And honestly, Bill, it is not that difficult. I think that I can help people understand this critical book, which is the consummation of all of the other books of the Bible.
Exactly. And the thing that's consistent with this book is the timeline and the exactness of it. Everything from Genesis to Revelation, when you read about God, it's not, well, I think you ought to make a tent kind of like this, and it should be about this size. No, everything is exact about God. And the same thing for Revelation. So if you lay out, like you say, the map of this, you can see clearly the timeline of the final events in world history.
I truly believe that. And we've put maps, we've put charts, we've done everything we can to make it just as simple as possible. And you know, Bill, the Bible comes full circle. God is telling a story in Scripture, and it's the story of his redemptive work on this planet. And it began in a paradise, and it's going to end with a paradise. It began with the devil showing up, and it's going to end with the devil being cast into heaven, into hell. It began with us being separated from God. It's going to end with us being reconciled to God. And the last two chapters of Revelation, I take very literally. My wife is there in that city of New Jerusalem. And it's the most, let me put it to you this way. Every book in the Bible moves towards the book of Revelation, and every chapter in Revelation moves towards the description of our eternal home.
Right. You know, imagine, Robert, here you have a loving God. I mean, we understand love as much as we can in the human context. We read of God's infinite love, and it's still hard for us to comprehend. And our hearts break over the loss of a loved one. And you know, it's just at our level. And imagine the heartbreak of the Father when Adam and Eve sinned, and they were no longer, they had to be cast out of the Garden of Eden. And here we are, all these years, and the heartbreak, the Father has been suffering, you know, in anticipation that his bride will come home and return to a rightful position that he always had planned and purposed for us. And midway, he, in order to seal the deal for history and through the millennia, he sends his son to make a path for us, a redeeming path for us. It's how much he loves us. And just for a moment, I'm trying to comprehend God's heartbreak for his lost creation. And when we talk about God's love, I think sometimes we just pass over it so casually to not understand and appreciate how much he loves us and how his heart is broken because we're away from him.
The binding that ties all of the pages of the Bible together is love.
Yeah.
It's what holds everything together. It's what holds us together. And this is the wonder of Scripture, the cohesive, the comprehensive and the cohesive nature of the story of the Bible is, once you see it, it's hard to believe that it's not true because it is so masterfully laid out. I mean, the Bible was given over a period of 1,400 years progressively, starting with, as we have it in our Bibles, Genesis, and then all the way to Revelation, but it's one story around one great hero told by one author, and it brings everything full circle. And without the book of Revelation, our picture of Jesus is incomplete.
Yes.
Without the book of Revelation, our understanding of history is incomplete. I'm just seized with the wonder of these 22 chapters that make up the end of the Bible, Bill. We have, the American church and Christians around the world have got to rediscover the book of Revelation and the hopefulness and the roadmap that it gives us.
Well, that's our prayer, Robert, is that they do, because our time is drawing nigh. I mean, with what we see, these signs, I mean, we were told that, these rumors of war, wars would happen, pandemics would happen. All the signs are coming there. And as I mentioned early on in the first segment, people instinctively, who even claim to be atheists, suddenly are looking to the sky because they realize their answer isn't in Washington, D.C. It's not in Russia. It's not in China. But it's in God above, who designed this all, who has a perfect plan. And it's playing out according to his eternal plan and purpose, not according to man's.
Yes, without Jesus, there is no hope for the planet, no hope for the human race, and no hope for you or me.
Yes.
But with Jesus, there is an ocean of hope. We just float in the hopefulness that bubbles up throughout the entire Bible, but it comes to a tremendous climax in the book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. So I'm really praying that God will use this book to help unlock this this book that so many people think is mysterious and incomprehensible. Bill, we just have got to understand the 50 final events in world history and God's last words on earth's final days. We've got to seize on the hope of the book of Revelation.
Like, you would think God would just tease us, just play with us and you know, just joke around and just be kidding about this. I mean, some people's attitude is such that, you know, they think, well, the Bible, you know, how can you really believe the Bible? And I say, how can you not? I mean, to me, it's an easy thing just to say, well, how can you believe it? Like, what are you copping out for? I mean, to me, that's a cop out.
There is so much evidence for the truthfulness of the Bible. But going back to what we were saying before, the cohesive nature of the story of Scripture. You know, I'm a writer. I've never published a novel, but I did write one, and I studied how to do it. And with a novel, you have an opening that presents dilemmas. You have a protagonist. You have an antagonist. You have ups and downs in the action. You have a pivotal moment. You have a hero who's going to save the day. You have a conclusion that circles back to the beginning and puts everything in perspective and ends the book, hopefully, in a very good way that will be satisfying to the reader. Now, that is exactly what the Bible is, but it's not fiction. It's real.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Very well said and put into perfect context and understanding. Robert, I agree with you, and I pray for your vision that the 50 final events in world history, the Bible's last words on earth's final days, I just have this sense of confidence that this is going to go through some walls and doors and capture attention and wake people up to realize that we're living these events and God wants us to be prepared. This is his blessing for us. It's up to us to, you know, pick it up and receive his blessing. And thank you so much for being faithful in presenting this to us. Robert Morgan has been our guest. Robert, thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated?